Okay, so much for supplies. Let's have a quick look at the flat rate farmer scheme. This is a bit stylistic, and I wouldn't really recommend this for most farms in the UK, but there are a couple of farming-related businesses that it might be of some interest, and I'm particularly talking here about market gardens and nurseries. Let's get the basics in place first. The flat rate farmer scheme is an alternative to VAT registration, and anyone who is already registered for VAT will deregister, and they're going to get themselves certified under this scheme. Now, they can only transfer and take the flat rate farmer scheme if they're doing what are known as designated activities. Those are listed in a statutory instrument, and they include, pretty wide here, crop production, stock farming, forestry, processing, and services. Incidentally, when you look at this list in detail, you find it's rather Gallic because there are wonderful things in there, like frog farming as well. So how does this scheme work? Well, instead of charging and reclaiming VAT, there is no VAT reclaim because clearly you've deregistered. And instead, you add what is known as a flat rate addition. That's 4% of your sale value, and you charge your customer. But it's important to appreciate that this 4% flat rate addition can only be added for sales to VAT registered customers. So if I'm selling lambs off my farm, for example, if I'm selling them to the local butcher, and he will be VAT registered, then I will add the flat rate addition. But if I'm selling to a punter who says, Michael, can I have a lamb in the freezer for Christmas? I'll get that properly slaughtered. I'll sell it for, say, £100, and there will be no flat rate addition added to that lamb. And the reason is that the customer is a punter. Now, so what? Well, it's this simple. The flat rate additions, the 4%ers, you are able, as the flat rate farmer, to put in your pocket. These 4% additions are not subject to VAT. They are, however, subject to direct tax. So you're going to pay income tax or corporation tax accordingly. Generally speaking, the flat rate scheme is not suitable for UK farmers. There's a good reason for that, and it's tied up with why it's suitable for European farmers. The reason is this. The inheritance code in the UK is primogeniture, and that means the eldest son gets the land. And the effect of that is that most farms in the UK have kept their size over the years. By contrast, in France, they operate the Napoleonic code, which means that all children inherit equally, regardless of sex. And so the upshot of that is that farms get smaller and smaller. And it just so happens that the flat rate scheme does work for quite small farms. So, having said that it's not generally suitable for UK farmers, who will it be useful for? The one that comes to mind is the market garden stroke small nursery. Remind yourself the reason for this. If I am a nursery and I'm VAT registered and I sell an ornamental plant for £3.99, I have got to declare the VAT out of that £3.99 and pay it over to Revenue and Customs. By contrast, if I'm a flat rate farmer, remember I'm selling to punters, I can't add the flat rate addition, but there's no VAT to come out of that money. So if you look at the VAT registered farmer, their £3.99 sale is reduced by the VAT, but the flat rate farmer keeps the whole of that £3.99. So he does have a structural advantage, and therefore that scheme is useful to people who don't have very great inputs. They grow a lot of their own stuff, and therefore they're not subject to lots of input tax.